2024 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 2. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. 2 Corinthians 4:18. Because we do not regard the things which are seen but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by appearance. Anything that belongs to the Christian life is invisible. The degradation of the church is due to the fact that Christians have moved from the unseen things to the seen things. When we care for the living God by walking according to our mingled spirit, both of which are unseen, we are being recovered to the normal Christian life and church life. In order to regard the visible things, we do not need faith. To walk by faith means that we regard the invisible things. In the church life we are walking not by sight, by appearance, but by faith. We know that we are saved through faith. This faith causes us to experience the divine birth with the divine life. When we were regenerated, the divine life, something invisible to the natural senses, was imparted into us. As a result of this impartation of life, we became brothers and sisters in the Lord. Even though neither the divine birth nor the divine life can be seen, we have an ability within that is able to substantiate the divine life in one another. This substantiating ability that is able to sense the invisible divine life within us is faith. Today's reading. When we look unto Jesus, He transfuses us with Himself as the believing element, and He becomes our faith. Faith, the substantiating ability, is like a sixth sense. We acquired this substantiating sense through the preaching of the gospel. Proper gospel preaching is not merely a matter of teaching, it must also be a matter of transfusion. Suppose I am preaching the gospel to some sinners. Before I can preach the gospel to them, I must first receive something of and from the Lord. Then, as I am preaching, what I have received of the Lord will enter, like electricity, into those who are listening. Although they may shake their heads, not consenting to my preaching, deep within they believe what I am saying. Although some may say to themselves that it is silly to believe, something within them continues to react and brings them to the point where they say, Lord Jesus, thank you. You are so good. Lord, you are my Savior. Because some element has been transfused into their being, they are able to believe in the Lord. I know of many stubborn ones who would not express in the meeting that they had come to believe in the Lord Jesus. They went home, but they had no peace, for something within stirred and troubled them. When it was time for the next gospel meeting, they said, I would like to go there again. This is the result of the transfusion of faith by God through a preacher. Every gospel preacher must be a charming person. What he says may not seem logical, but, like a battery that is being charged, the hearers will be charmed. For this reason the church must pray a great deal for the preaching of the gospel. The more we pray, the more charming the gospel meeting will be. The gospel preacher must pray until he has a heavenly charm and is fully charged with the divine element. The gospel preacher may lack eloquence, but because he is so charming, others are charmed as they listen to him. Some element is infused into them through that charming preacher, and nothing can take it out of them. This infused element is faith. This principle applies not only to the preaching of the gospel but to other forms of ministry as well. If your ministry is correct, you will be charmed and charming whenever you come to minister. The proper ministry is altogether a matter of being fully transfused with God Himself. First, we are charged with the divine element, And then, in the ministry, we radiate that divine element into others in a charming way. This is altogether a matter of God's grace. This is the end of today's morning revival.